doing? How's it hanging? We hanging a little to the left, a little to the right. We back with another episode of Be That Bitch. I am your HBIC, Allie Griffith. I am so fucking excited for another solo episode. Are we loving the consistency? We loving the consistency of the Be That Bitch podcast. I know you are. Also, thank you to every single one of you bitches that bought merch, that are sporting on my sticker, the hydrated bitch is a happy bitch. Like, I just want to say, y'all are just the downest bitches I've ever met. Like, there is no community like the Be That Bitch community. You can't convince me otherwise. And so I just want to thank you guys for making my first merch drop such a freaking success. Like, I am just blown away by how many of y'all that purchased an item and then purchased multiple items and, you know, just shared it to your Instagram stories and shared it with your friends. Like, y'all, I cannot tell you how much that means to me. Y'all know that this podcast is just a little baby podcast. It's a passion project of mine. It's just something I do for funsies. And to see you guys just sharing it with other people and sharing it, you know, on your stories and, you know, like, it just blows my mind that you guys love it enough to do that. And it really does make the podcast what it is and helps it grow and helps us reach more people. And that truly is my biggest objective with this podcast, is I want to entertain you. I want you to be like having fun. I want us to feel like we're besties, like we're two bad bitches sipping a spicy margarita, shooting the shit, right? Like, that is the vibes. Those are the vibes that I'm going for. There are enough dry podcasts out there, right? There's enough perfectly edited podcasts that are very informative, but also really good podcast to put your ass to sleep. And that is not what I want. And so for some of you guys that come to my DMs, right, and say like, your podcast is literally the only one that I've ever been able to listen to. Like, I just love it. It feels like we're best friends. Like, you give me those reality checks that I need. And sometimes it's hard to hear, but I like to hear it. I'm like, yes, that is literally what this podcast is about. And so thank you. Thank you from the bottom of my fucking soul for putting up with me. I always feel like, you know, you guys deserve medals for putting up with my shenanigans and listening to my voice week after week. You guys are the realest of the reals. And if you haven't shared the podcast yet, you know, there is still time. Just go and share it to your Instagram stories at Allie Griffith. Tag me so we can chat in the DMs. Go rate and review it on Spotify and Apple. Those are free ways to truly help this grow and get exposure and, you know, the message and stuff like that. So, what is going on in the life of Allie Griffith? Well, I am almost done with my run coach certification. I cannot fucking believe it. I knew I bit off more than I could chew, but gosh almighty, y'all. I did not think it was going to take me this long. It's a lot. It's a lot, but I am so excited. I signed my sister up as like a test client. And so last night I was sending her first week of like plans. And she was like, I am already regretting letting you be my run coach. Because I was telling her, I was like, dude, you're going too fucking fast. Like, you need to slow down. Your heart rate's too high. She's like, but then the mile's going to take forever. I was like, that is why we're doing time-based training, boo. That is why I told you to go out and run for 20 minutes. It's not 2 miles, but I can do it. I don't give a fuck if you can do it. She's like, I'm already regretting having you be my run coach. I was like, well, there's the door. Don't let the door hit you with a good Lord split it. No, seriously though, y'all, that is just a preview of what you'll get if you find your coach, because we need to slow it down. We need to slow it down and stop and enjoy the roses. I truly firmly believe that is why so many people think they hate fucking running. And that is because they are running too hard and too fast and their heart rate is doing too much and it's making them hate it. Like, if we just slowed down, stopped, smelled the roses, right? Like, did intervals, you will feel so much more accomplished, because at the end of it, you're not going to be hating fucking life, right? And so if that is like my biggest tip I can give anybody, is like, start slowing down on your easy runs. Like, your easy run, y'all, And I was telling my sister this, your easy run needs to be no more than 60 to 70% of your max heart rate. So like, let's do this for funsies, right? So if your max heart rate, so hers is 185, right? Your max heart rate's 185. You can times that by 0.7 and you're going to get 129, right? And so you want to be around the 120, 130 to 145 range if your max heart rate is 185. And I know what you're thinking, Allie, my heart rate gets that high walking up the stairs, then walk. I'm telling y'all, when I started working on strengthening my aerobic baseline, right, and strengthening my heart, I had to do a fuck ton of walk-run intervals. Like, I am telling you, I was walking more than I was running. I was going from running like an 11-minute mile to like a 14-minute mile. And y'all, it does not matter how fast you're going. It just matters that you're moving and you're building that strength. And I'm telling you, the longer you do this, the stronger your heart's going to get. And the lower your heart rate's going to be doing faster efforts. Like now I can keep my heart rate at like a 150 and I can be busting out an 11-minute mile. Like who the fuck is she? Who is she? Don't know, but I love her, right? Because I trusted the process. So trust the process. It's a very difficult process. I get that. And you're probably like, but I am slow as molasses on a cold winter's day. And that is why time-based training. And that is why, like, as somebody who is literally my objective, right? And why I decided to go through the certification process for run coaching is I want to help beginner runners fall in love with running. Like that is my objective. Like I want to help people who are slow that, you know, maybe never thought they could be a runner. Maybe somebody who's starting off literally like I was running a 17-minute mile, believe that it's possible for them and help them along the way and empower them to go out there and chase after that 5K, that 10K, that half marathon, right? Like, I could tell you, I literally never believed that I would run a 5K, let alone starting training for my fourth fucking marathon. Like, this bitch is crazy. I would have said you're on something because that's never happening and look at where we're at now, right? And so like that is my objective. Like I want to be the relatable coach, the coach that can be like, she knows what it's like because she was there and she has the receipts to prove it, right? She started exactly where I am now and she understands because there's so many fucking run coaches out there and they're fantastic. Like don't get me wrong, I've had some amazing ones, but they don't understand the struggles of being slow, right? They don't understand the struggles of being a back of the pack runner. They don't understand, right, that if you schedule them a 6-mile easy run, that could take them 2 hours to do, and they're a mama and they've got responsibilities and they don't have 2 hours to be burning on a random Tuesday because you wanted them to do a 6-mile easy run. Whereas you could have said, all that matters is time on feet. So let's go out there and let's do a 1-hour easy run. And I don't care if you get 3 miles or 4 miles or 5 miles, but let's keep it easy. Let's go out there and get the time on our feet because that is what's going to matter come race day. It does not matter the miles that you run, but the time you spend on your feet. I don't care what anybody tells you. Okay. And so that is like my biggest objective and why I wanted to go through this certification and put myself through this and spend the money on it and stuff like that is because I just feel like there is such a shortage of coaches that have been where you might have been, right? Like even the beginner, quote unquote, beginner coaches, they're out there busting, you know, a 3-hour marathon. And as somebody who, you know, just started out and was very intimidated by running, I would have been even more intimidated talking to somebody and getting coached from somebody who you're saying you understand, but your first marathon, you went out and ran a 4.5-hour one. Okay. So you understand what it's like to run a 17-minute mile, right? Yeah. Okay. I totally believe you. Totally believable, right? Like, but I don't know. That is just me going on a tangent to say that I'm really excited to be able to, you know, help empower us to realize that running is for everybody, regardless of if you are tiny or bigger or you're, you know, not built like a quote unquote runner. Like, running truly is for everybody. And, you know, the more that I embark on this running journey and the more that I kind of like dig deep and find and just keep going after different goals and stuff like that, the more that I realize that it truly is for everybody. Like, this last weekend, I went out and ran my half marathon. And y'all, I have not hit a PR in the half marathon in a year and a half. My PR for my half marathon, which, for if you guys don't know that, is personal record, right? My personal record, I hit in October of, not last year, but the year before, 2022. October of 2022 was when I PR'd my half marathon, and I have not beat that time since then. Do you guys know how fucking defeating that felt? Like, do you guys know how defeating it feels to go out and run and practice and keep working and you still are constantly coming up short on hitting that goal? Like, I will tell you, nothing teaches you delayed gratification and grit like running, especially because, like, you have to think about it. You train for 3, 6, sometimes 9 months for this one fucking race, right? This one day where everything has to go and come fall into place and the pieces have to fit perfectly for it to work out the way you want. And like, if that day does not work, like if the weather sucks or if it's raining or if you're injured or if you didn't get good enough sleep or whatever, right? Like, all of that training could be for naught. Like, it's such a fucking hard realization to come through. So anyways, I was going to do a little race recap, and then I think I've kind of gone on tangents, but it's fine. I'm going to lane this plan eventually. So anyways, I ran my, I don't even know how many. It's probably like, I've ran at least a dozen half marathons. Half marathon is my favorite distance. I feel like it is long enough to really challenge you mentally, physically, and emotionally, but not too long to where you're like out of commission for weeks and weeks like a marathon. And that it's long enough distance where you really have to prioritize your training block, but it's not so long of a distance like a marathon where you have to like basically be consumed by training. I don't know. I love the half marathon. I feel like everyone should go out and run a half marathon. Not like tomorrow, but go out, train, and run a half marathon. Like, I truly believe it's a distance for everybody. And I love like getting out and getting to see, like, there was somebody there that she's doing half marathon in every state, and she was from Virginia, and she was in her like mid-60s. And I was like, bitch, you won bad, bitch. Like, I'm just like so obsessed. Like, y'all are who I want to be when I grow up. Like, hands down. Okay, so this half marathon. So I'm just going to tell you, running in the springtime in Georgia is a gamble. It's a fucking gamble because it could either be the perfect weather or it could be hot as Hades and humid as all get out. Do y'all want to know which one I had? I'll let you know. 92% humidity at the start line. The start line, it was 70 degrees. We love it. There was not a cloud in the sky. It was sunny. And it was, you know, that's great weather for the pool, but not specifically great weather for running a half marathon. And so I was already like, fuck, this is going to be brutal. And then when I got to the place where the half marathon is, because I am somebody, I should, like, this was such a small one. I couldn't find the course or anything like that. So I didn't really know the course. I get there and I'm like, fuck. I was like, if this is the same course that I run during their Memorial Day race, like, I'm gonna RIP my quads. Like, RIP my quads. And so I was getting in my head. I was getting like nervous and frustrated. And I was like, no, bitch, we're not doing that. We are not sabotaging ourselves before we even start. That's not what we're doing. And so I am sitting here. This is the first race that I've done in forever alone. So I'm like sitting here alone where all you can do is contemplate your life decisions. I'm sitting in my car and I'm like, all right, Allie, like, we've just got to, like, we got to fucking buck up and show up. We got to buck up and show up. It's going to be badass. You're going to be badass. My husband, he made me like a playlist on Spotify for this race. So I got my playlist. I was like, I'm not listening to my book. We're really going out and hammering out, and we're gonna get these results, right? And so I am on the start line. I start my music and I was like, all right, we're gonna do this. Now, my strategy going in is I know that I am somebody that I need harder efforts and I need recovery efforts. Like, I am not somebody who will run an entire half marathon and not walk. Like, I'm just not that person. And I just want you to realize, like, you are still a runner, even if you are doing intervals. Like, there is so much power in hard spurts and recovery spurts. So, like, my strategy was 0.62 miles, which I think is like 1,000 meters. I don't fucking know. But I know it's 0.62 miles at a harder effort. And then I did a 1 minute recovery. And so what I did was those 0.62 miles, I did at like a 10:30 pace. And then my 1 minute recovery, I did a 15 to 16 minute pace walk. And I did that for like 10 rounds. And so I did 10 reps of that pace to start with. So I did a 2 mile warm up, which was a very slow run, slow as in like 11 minutes for me. And then I did that kind of like sequence of 10 and a half at 0.62 miles and then a minute of walking. And I'm telling you guys, that 1 minute of walking, it pushes you during those 1,000 meters because you're like, I can do this. Like, I just have a 10th of a mile left and I'm going to get to walk. Like, I'm going to get to walk for a whole minute. Like, it just keeps you looking forward to that in your head instead of like, okay, so I just hit mile 4. Now I have so many more miles until I'm done. Like, and that can get daunting and you can get in your head and start self-sabotaging. And so I realized throughout my running journey that I will do that. I will self-sabotage if I don't have it broken up. And so I break my like races up as I'm doing like a workout. And so that is what I did for the first 10 reps. I only missed a couple of those because let me tell you, a bitch didn't know if she was out there racing or if she was out there hiking. Like, what? Don't know. The elevation gain was elevationing. Like, over the whole half marathon, I had almost 1,800 feet of gain. I'm sorry. Excuse me. She was out there fucking hiking the mountains running a half marathon. That's basically what it feels like. And so when I tell you, I was seeing Jesus sometimes. And so some of them I had to run a little slower because I was going up an incline or whatever the case may be. But I know for me, and this is where it goes so important to know your body and to know like where you should push and where you shouldn't push. Like, I knew for me, trying to run up those hills and keep my pace was going to burn me out and I was going to end up self-sabotaging. And so I would jog up those hills or I would even walk up some of them. But I was like, I'm just going to keep steady, keep the plan. And so that's what I did. So the first 10, and then I know this is going to be controversial, but I don't try to negative split. I just don't. Maybe when I get more advanced into my running, I will. But I know for me, my muscles are going to be fatigued. I'm mentally going to be struggling. I'm going to be fatigued. So if I'm trying to go out there and run the second half faster than the first half, like, I am not only going to be trying to push through muscle fatigue, but I'm also going to be trying to push through mind fatigue. And so the way that I always plan mine is I go out a little faster with the, like I told you, a 10:20 to 10:30, and then I backed off of it for 7 reps. So I did 1,000 meters 7 times at 10:45. And then I gave myself a minute and a half recovery. And so I feel like that was just so key for me because I knew like, all right, Allie, you just ran how far at 10:20 to 10:30? Look, bitch, you can do that this far at a 10:45. Like, excuse me, you know you can. And so I created that proof and that evidence, like, I could do this at that first half of the race, or it was more than half of the race, right? Because at this point, I was what is that? Let me math real quick. So at this point, I was like over 8.5 miles in, right? And so I was like, no, bitch, like you can do this, right? You just did 8.5 miles at this. That's including my warm up, but you get what I mean. But it just proves, it gives you that proof in that race that it's possible. And that was my race strategy. Am I saying that it was like this picture perfect, like elite race strategy? No, but it's what works for me. And that is what's so fucking important. And sometimes coaches don't do that. They don't ask you like, what is going to work for you? Like, what's going to help you in your mind get through this? Like, what kind of strategy do you like to add walking intervals? Because I don't give a fuck what anybody says. You are still a runner, even if you walk in your race. Like, stop saying I am not a runner because I walked. Fuck yes. Fuck yes, you are. If you ran even 30 seconds, you're a runner. Like, stop discrediting yourself. I'm not discrediting the fact that I went out there and I ran a freaking 2:23. Like, I ran a half marathon in 2 hours and 23 minutes, even with walking. And I'm proud of that. I'm fucking proud of that. And you know what? Anybody who says that's, you know, you don't need to walk, you can suck it. You can suck it. So anyways, that was like the gist of my half marathon. This one, I had like people that I was running with the whole time. There was two girls that were pretty neck and neck with me the whole time. And we only lost each other a couple times. And that helps so much because usually I'm in like no man's land. Usually I am like not as slow as the slowest, but I'm not as fast as the fastest. Like I'm really like middle-ish pack, maybe a little further back in the middle pack. And so I'm usually in no man's land. So having like two people there that we were constantly like pushing each other was uber helpful. Now, the weather wasn't ideal. The course wasn't ideal. It fucking was not well like signed and shit. So like, do I feel like I could have done better? Abso-fucking-lutely. And I'm actually excited to like go out and find a flatter course with the weather better and see just how fast I can run, because I think I could do a sub 220, like easy, could do a sub 220. And so that is going to be my next half marathon goal. But right now we are in marathon training block. So that is what I'm starting now, is my marathon training block. I will be running the Detroit Free Press Marathon, which I am so excited about. And I'm just like really excited about this journey. Just really freaking excited. Like, I'm telling you, nothing gets you more excited just to push past your personal limits than running. This time I carb load for the first time. And let me tell you, that shit's harder than it looks. Like, I did not realize how many grams of carbs 700 grams is. Like, how much carbs entails to get 700 grams of carbs a day. I was a full bitch. So full. But it was so good. It was a really good run. I'm really freaking proud of myself. And I hope maybe me sharing my story and my objectives can show you like you can do this too. Like, to go out and run a half marathon, you don't have to run the whole half marathon. You just gotta finish. Like, that's the number one goal, is to finish and show yourself that you can do it. I was going to do a little other thing if we want a little longer of an episode and talk about my 7 rules to like success, either in your running journey or in your fitness journey in general. So like, if you're in for that, I'm gonna do that now. All right, so for those of y'all that listened through all of that, I'm going to reward you with my 7 rules for success in this journey, in life, in fucking everything, okay? Rule number 1, let it go, let it go, like Elsa in Frozen. Never ruin a good day by thinking about a bad yesterday. Y'all, I will say it until I'm blue in the fucking face. Those that have the most success in this journey have short-term memory. They do not dwell, or they don't hyperfixate on past successes or failures. They allow short-term memory because they're always moving forward, always facing what's to come, not worrying about what already happened. And you know, we all have those people that like celebrated their glory days and they're like, you know, I ran a marathon once, but they didn't realize that that was like 12 years ago and that they've letting themselves go and they're just like holding on to this one accomplishment that they have. And so, yes, letting go the negative, right? Like, thinking about yesterday and how you fucked up and how you quote unquote let yourself down and all of this stuff is not going to be conducive to a positive today, right? Because our brain is going to be still super hyper fixated on this. Like, we all know that saying, there ain't no use in crying over spilt milk. Well, that's the saying here. There ain't no use in crying over shit that you cannot change. So never ruin a good day by thinking about a bad yesterday. Every single day is a new opportunity for something new and something better. Number two, ignore them. Literally, after I finish 75 hard, I am getting a fucking tattoo that says, let them. Like, let them judge you. Let them fucking question you. Let them think you're crazy. Let them say that what you're doing is stupid. Let them think what they want to fucking think, because guess what? That is a representation on them and has nothing to do with you. So many people will judge what you're doing because they are too afraid to do it, right? It is their own fucking insecurities showing their ugly head. It has nothing to do with you. But also in the same breath, right? Let people be there for you. Let them support you. Let them give you that boost of confidence. Let them be your accountability. Let them watch your babies so you can go on a run. Like, don't feel like you have to just let them go, but you can also let them be there for you. Okay. And like, that is something so powerful to me and why it's going to be my next tattoo. But y'all, just ignore the naysayers. There are going to be people that are constantly just trying to get you down. And that is because they're trying to bring you down to their level. You have surpassed them in some facet, right? Maybe it's because you're actually going for what you want or whatever the case may be. And that scares them, right? They don't want to be faced with the fact that they're kind of being left behind because they're not doing what you're doing or whatever the case may be. And so, you know, like, they just trying to bring you down, right? What is that saying? Oh, they try to bring me down, but I just go higher, or get higher. It's Higher by Eminem. Love that song. Okay. Number three, give it time. Y'all, I am just going to tell you, the time frame you have in your head, how you think this should work out, it's not. You want to lose 100 pounds in a year? Good luck. Probably going to do it in a non-sustainable way, right? Like, we get these like overactive thoughts in our head that it's supposed to take this amount of time. And if we haven't lost 5 pounds in 1 month, we're feeling defeated and we feel like we suck and we feel like it's never going to happen. And we start self-sabotaging because it feels like it's taking quote unquote forever. Y'all, healthy, sustainable weight loss is 1 to 2 pounds a week. If you don't have a lot to lose, you're not going to lose a lot, right? And so losing 5 pounds in 1 month is a fuck ton of weight. That's a healthy, sustainable weight loss, right? So just because you saw Joe Blow down the street that lost 15 pounds in 1 month, like, that has nothing to do with you. You've got to give it time. Like, I know it feels like it's taking forever, but like, we have to think about it. That weight did not just come on overnight, right? And so just reminding yourself to give it time with everything we're going after. Number four, don't compare, bitch. I know you hear it all the time, right? Don't compare yourself to someone on social media. And it's so true. Don't compare your journey to my journey. Don't compare your journey to your neighbor's journey. And do not compare your journey now to your journey in high school or your journey in college, because you are a different bitch just like they are different bitches. Like, y'all, we cannot keep comparing. That sucks the fucking joy out of everything. Because guess what? When somebody's thriving, right? Like, say right now you guys are watching me on social media and you're seeing, like, you know, like, my body is transforming time after time after time, but I might be in a different season of life than you are right now, right? You might be in a survival season like I was in 2020. What good is that going to compare, right? Like, our circumstances are totally different. And so just reminding yourself that everybody's circumstances, everybody's highs, they don't always line up, but we all will get there eventually. We might just be taking different routes, but we're all going to the same destination, right? You have to think, if you're going on a road trip, right? Somebody's coming from West Virginia. Somebody's coming from Georgia. Somebody's coming from Alabama. Somebody's coming from New York, right? We're all going to Florida for vacation. Well, of course the person person that's leaving from Georgia is going to get there faster than the person leaving there from New York. So, right? So, of course, somebody who maybe has a bunch of resources and doesn't have as much weight to lose and is trying to get to the same goal weight you are, they're going to get there faster. But guess what? That does not negate the fact that you will eventually get there. It's just going to take you a little longer. Okay? Number 5, stay calm. It's okay to not have everything figured out. Know that in time you will get there. So many people shoot themselves in the foot and they don't start when they're feeling that jolt of motivation and encouragement because they feel like they have to know everything. They have to have all their I's dotted and their T's crossed and everything figured out before they can start. And that is the furthest thing from the truth. Y'all, the only thing you need to know how to do to start is how to go out for a walk on a workout, how to start eating healthier, right? Like you can figure out and adjust as you go. And I feel like you're always going to be constantly adjusting and changing and motivating reorganizing. You know, you're going to be constantly adjusting and figuring it out as you go. Like what I'm doing now is not what I did when I first started this journey in 2021, right? What I'm doing now is not what I did whenever I did it back in 2015, right? Like there's just every time you're doing things a little bit differently, you're figuring it out and you're getting better as you go. But you got to start and do it messy. That is what I tell my girls all the time is, messy. Do it messy, right? Done is better than perfect. Lean into that uncomfortable feeling and not knowing and figuring it out as you go, right? A baby doesn't know how to run when he's trying to figure out how to walk, right? He stumbles, he tries to figure it out, but he keeps falling and getting back up until eventually he's running, right? And so just if I can tell you anything is just don't feel like you have to have it all figured out. Just start and figure it out as you go. Because guess what? What works for you right now might not be what you do in 5 years. And the fact that you're just like waiting for this perfect moment, right? This perfect weather, the perfect time in life, the perfect plan, the perfect everything, and you've got everything figured out perfectly. Guess what? That could change just like that. In a fucking instant, right? And so just realizing that figuring it out as you go is going to be your best bet and to stay calm and know that everything is going to work out in the end. And if it's not working out, then it's not the end. Number 6, and this one's going to hurt a little bit. You ready? You ready? It's on you. Only you can change your life. 75 hard's not going to do it. Beachbody workouts aren't going to do it. Peloton's not going to do it. High protein, having the right macros is not going to do it, right? Having the right shoes or the right outfit or the right whatever is not going to do it. You have got to go out there and fucking do it, right? So many people are like, I'm going to do 75 hard. Like, I've just seen you transform your life and just, I'm like, that's not what fucking changed my life. I changed my life. Stop taking that credit away from me. I was the one who utilized these tools and picked up the fucking tools and did the work to change my life, right? I always use this analogy. And if you've listened to the podcast for any length of time, you know, right? Like the tools don't fix the sink. The plumber using the tools fix the sink, right? That is what this is. So y'all, on the end of the day, it is on you to give yourself that success, but it's also on you if you are not having success right now, right? If you're struggling, it is not your job's fault. It is not your kid's fault. It's not your spouse's fault. It's not the weather's fault. It's yours. And I know that was a little fucking harsh, but at the end of the day, we've got to put a mirror up in our face and say, you know what, bitch? You are the only thing standing in my way from where I'm at and where I say I want to be. It is nobody else's fault but mine because I keep self-sabotaging. And you've got to figure out why you're doing that, right? You've got to figure out why you're holding yourself back. Is it because you truly don't believe you're worthy of this success? Is it because you don't believe that you can see the success? Is it because you've never done it before so you don't have, you know, faith in yourself? And you've got to start working on unpacking that. And the only fucking way to build belief and confidence in yourself is by through action. Right? The only way to build belief and confidence is through action. So no fucking shit, you don't believe it's possible for you yet because you haven't done it yet. But guess what? You got to lean into the faith and just know that the more I do this, the more that I prove to myself that I can stay consistent, the more belief I'm going to have. right? And so at the end of the day, if you are happy in your life, that is because of you. And if you are unhappy with your life, that is because of you. And number seven, smile. Enjoy the fucking journey. So many people wonder why they're inconsistent, and it's because they are looking at this fucking journey as a punishment. They're looking at eating a salad as a punishment. Like, I could be eating a fucking burger right now, but I'm fat and I need to eat the salad. Like, no fucking shit, you're not gonna wanna stick with it. No shit, you are not gonna wanna stick with it. You are not gonna be able to bully yourself into success. I am sorry, that is not how this works. And so smile, enjoy the journey. If you don't like running, if you've tried it and it's not for you, why do you keep forcing yourself to go out there and run? Because it burns fat, because it burns a lot of calories? Yeah, okay, it might do that, but also, if you don't enjoy doing it, you're not going to want to do it, right? Find the form of movement you enjoy. If you enjoy going on walks, why don't you do that, right? Because it doesn't burn as many calories. Yeah, but guess what? Consistent walks beats inconsistent runs any day, right? Go out there and weightlift. Go out and do Zumba. Maybe you want to try pole fitness, right? Maybe you want to try CrossFit. Like, there's so many different forms of movement. You shouldn't be doing shit that doesn't bring you joy. And the same with food. Like, don't be doing keto just because you've seen Joe Blow down the fucking road and he lost 100 pounds in 6 months doing keto and you feel like that's the only answer, but you're fucking hating life and you miss carbs. You're never going to stay consistent with it, because guess what's going to happen? The second you lose that weight, you're going to start eating carbs again and you're going to start binging because you've been neglecting yourself this whole time, and then you're going to gain it all back. And then where are you going to be at? Square one again, right? But what if you did it slow and steady, right? What if you did it in a way that's sustainable for you? Maybe it's high protein, maybe it's macros, maybe it's, you know, Weight Watchers, maybe it's whatever the case may be. The best nutrition plan for you is one that you can see yourself doing forever. One that is a sustainable route, okay? That is literally what we're going for constantly, is sustainability. So finding something that you can enjoy, finding a journey you love, enjoying the fucking process, and that means to not like neglect yourself. That means finding ways to enjoy the things that you love in life. Now, trust me, I am all for a challenge. I'm doing 75 hard right now. Am I going to live my life forever with no alcohol? No. I enjoy a drink here and there. Am I going to live my life forever with no treats? No. I enjoy treats here or there. But right now I'm proving to myself how strong I am mentally, physically, and emotionally, right? It is a challenge for a reason. It's not supposed to be sustainable. But the everyday plan includes things like alcohol. Not every day, but my every week plan includes things like alcohol and things like treats and stuff like that. And so making sure that the way you're eating, like, our goal is to lose weight the way we want to live our life. Like, that is our ultimate goal. And so making sure that we're enjoying it and smiling. If you're hating life, you're not going to want to stick with it. Like, I feel like so many people feel like they're not doing it if they're enjoying it, right? Like, they're not doing this journey right if they're smiling and happy and loving it. And they feel like it's supposed to be miserable. No, the fuck it's not. This is not supposed to be miserable. You are not supposed to hate life while working out. Like, you're not. It's supposed to be fun. Like, when I go out there and run, people are like, how do you actually enjoy that? Because I enjoy it. Like, I wouldn't be doing it if I didn't love it. That's what I tell my daughter all the time. She's doing travel softball right now, right? And she bitches and complains sometimes about practicing. And I ask her, I'm like, do you love softball? She's like, yes. I'm like, then you should want to practice. You should want to go out there and get better and enjoy it and practice your trait. So you have to figure out, like, is this something you truly love? Because if it is, then I shouldn't have to be forcing you to go out there and practice, right? Nobody forces me to go out there and run. I do it because I genuinely love to run. I genuinely want to get better. I genuinely like pushing myself past my limits there, right? And so I do it, right? If somebody's having to force you to work out, you're probably doing it in a way that's not enjoyable to you. And I'm not saying every workout is going to be enjoyable. Sometimes you are going to have to pull yourself up from your bootstraps and make yourself do it on your off days. But I'm saying those should be the anomaly, not the everyday. Does that make sense? Like, in your everyday shouldn't be having to pull yourself and force yourself to do it. That should just be on some of the days, right? So anyways, all right, let's go ahead and go back over these. And then I'm going to let you guys go because this episode's already 40 minutes. Okay. Number one, let it go. Never let a bad yesterday ruin a good today. Have short-term memory. Stop dwelling on shit you cannot change. Start focusing on what you can. Because guess what? We should not let a bad yesterday ruin a good today. Number two, ignore them. Don't listen to the naysayers, right? Let them judge you. Let them question you. Let them think you're crazy. Let them say what they want to say. That's not on you. It's on them. And usually it's a direct reflection on how they're feeling and not on you, right? But also in the same breath, right? We're going to ignore the naysayers, but we're also going to let those that are trying to be there for us be there for us, right? We're going to let them help us. We're going to let them encourage us. We're going to let them keep uplifting us. Number three, give it time. Know that it's going to be worth it. Know that it's going to be worth it. And it might not come as fast as you want it to, but it will come eventually. Slow and steady wins the race. We all know the freaking story of the tortoise and the hare, right? The tortoise wins in the end. Slow and steady. Number four, don't compare. That means don't compare you to somebody on social media, you to your neighbor, you to your spouse, but also don't compare you now to you in high school, you in college. We are different bitches now. Embrace the phase of life we're in and know that our body's gonna look a little different and lose weight a little differently as we get older, and that's okay. We're trying to find the new us that we love, right? The better version. Number five, stay calm. It's okay to not have everything figured out. Lean into the uncomfortable feeling of doing things that you don't feel 100% about, that you don't know 100%. Like, just start. Whenever you feel that spark of motivation, that is when you need to start, because that doesn't come around always, okay? And number six, it's on you. You are the only thing that's going to give you success, but you are also the only thing that's going to stand in your way. It is not your spouse. It's not your work. It's not the weather. It's not your kids. It's you. So if you are struggling right now, that's on you. If you are crushing it right now, that's on you. There is no program. There's no supplement. There's no anything that's going to give you the results. You still have to do the work. And number seven, enjoy the fucking journey. Smile. Do shit that brings you joy and do less of the shit that doesn't. Like, if you hate running, if you feel like it's a punishment, don't do it. Go on walks. Do whatever brings you joy. But if you find that every single day you're having to like push yourself and really like get yourself out there, you're probably just not doing the form of movement that's best for you. Find what's best for you and do that. So, all right, that's what I've got for you. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you did, you know what I ask of you. Share it to your stories, share it to where your friend is. Freaking leave a 5-star rating and review. It really does help the podcast grow. I'ma leave ya like I leave ya every single time. In a world full of bitches, be that bitch. Love y'all. Bye.